Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and this is a Just Us Geeks interview. I'm here today with Catherine Michonne. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm happy to talk to you.
And Catherine, a small little project that's making its rounds on the internet brings you to us today. Tell me a little bit about Muffin Top, A Love Story.
Well, it's a feature film that I directed and wrote, and I'm also one of the stars of the movie, and it's a romantic comedy about female body image. The film's message is that you need to learn to love the skin you're in. I don't know if you know this, but 97% of women say that they have one negative thought about their body every single day. And this movie is a funny way to hopefully get past some of that.
You have assembled an incredible cast for this movie.
Yes.
I mean, it is incredible. Some of the folks
like
that you got to work with.
Yeah, it's like a cast of comedy all-stars.
Right. So I find it very interesting that you have an incredibly positive message, yet, you know, it's a comedy, and you have some incredible people to help tell your story.
I do. I mean, we have, I think you're going to talk to some of these ladies today, but we have Marissa Jarrett-Winoker, who won the Tony for Hairspray, who's brilliant, and Melissa Peterman, who, you know, started her career in Hollywood as one of the whores in Fargo. I will always remember her fondly of that, but she's currently starring on ABC's Family's Baby Daddy, and Dietrich Bader from Napoleon Dynamite, and Haley Duff from Napoleon Dynamite, and David Arquette from the Scream movies, and Retta from Parks and Rec, and Rhea Bamford from Arrested Development. And like, it's just so many funny people, and we all came together. This is an indie project. Everyone had a lot of passion for it because they really wanted to tell this story of a woman who goes through a major crisis because her husband, played by Dietrich Bader, ends up leaving her for his younger, skinnier coworker who he's knocked up, and she goes into a freak out about her body and all of that, and it's like just all of the insecurities that most women have are played out in a very funny way in this movie.
Right. Do you think that, I mean, you know, usually with a story, with a message like this, it's very serious and dramatic. Do you think this was the way to approach this topic in this film? Because I personally do.
I do too. I'm so glad to hear you say that. I think that humor is always the thing that heals me and, you know, allows me to get over things in my life that are challenging or difficult. And that's part of why we're actually running a Kickstarter campaign right now, because we want to take this movie on. The movie's finished. It's amazing. And we want to take it on a national red carpet premiere tour all over the country. So we're asking people to have some faith in us and maybe buy the DVD early via Kickstarter, sort of vote for our project that way, and help us to take out something really positive to the country and get this conversation going about why do women beat themselves up so relentlessly for not being supermodels. I mean, and frankly, even supermodels don't feel confident. So.
Well, you know, the internet is such a fantastic place. It brings all kinds of people together, which is interesting that, you know, you've chosen to take this project to the internet saying, hey, here's what we're doing. But the internet is filled with a lot of, you know, love and a lot of hate. It's just so nice to see something so positive out there.
Oh, gosh, it means a lot to me that you say that. I was kind of inspired by my old boss, Linda Bloodworth-Thomason, did one of the most successful Kickstarter campaigns ever for a movie called Bridegroom. That's a serious documentary about marriage equality, but it was the same thing. She sort of went to the internet and said, hey, if you believe in this, make it happen. And they had one of the most successful Kickstarter projects ever. And we're doing pretty good. We have 9 days to go, and we're 64% funded. So people are really loving it and believing in it and wanting to take it out to a wider audience. So I'm encouraged, you know.
This is your first chance to direct a film.
Yes.
you picked quite a cast to be your first chance to direct a film. How was that opportunity for you?
Well, it's great. I mean, really, most of the people in the film are friends of mine and people I've worked with. I worked a lot in television as a writer-producer, and I worked for some great shows, but I always wanted to direct a feature film. And, you know, directing a feature film is one of those things that, like, no one will ever be perfect at it, so it's a great job to fail at constantly. But, you know, like all hard, weird jobs, you have to do it that first time. Like, I always talk about, like, brain surgeons. Like, somebody always... You're going to be a brain surgeon. You got to cut that first brain. Like, it's always going to be scary. So you might as well just get in there and start cutting, I guess. You know what I mean?
Just get on in there.
Get in there and do it, because you're never, you know, going to do it perfectly directing a film. And it's a series of endless mistakes and correcting them. And then you end up with something that's wonderful, hopefully.
Right. You're very good friends with Marsha Wallace, who left us quite recently. I really feel like it, you know, knowing her career and what kind of lady she was, that she would be incredibly proud of this film.
She was. I mean, you know, she's a coworker, but she's also a good friend, and she's hilarious in the movie, but she's hilarious in everything. She actually plays Marsha Wallace. You know, the movie takes place in Los Angeles. And a fun aspect of it that she was very excited about is that her real-life son, Michael Hawley, who's a very wonderful actor, just recently graduated from UCLA, plays her son in the movie, and he's wonderful, and they're wonderful together. And, you know, she's an American comedy icon. She's a legend, and I couldn't be sorrier that it's her last film, because I miss her more than I can say. But I'm super happy that we'll get to see how, even at what became the end of her life, she was just always so funny, so funny. Funny lady.
And, you know, social media is a great, is another one of those weird, you know, caveats of, you have a real opportunity to get your message out and be positive. At the same time, you know, the internet works both ways. Just the response that I've seen about the film online, specifically on social media, is outrageously positive. Well, I'm sure for you, it's incredible the response that you've received. Do you think that this is, you know, this is an avenue that people should take their projects that they're very passionate about down, with Kickstarter and Twitter?
I mean, if you think about Kickstarter is basically a platform for audience empowerment. It's a way to vote for the kind of entertainment you want to be in the world. And if you think it's a good idea to make fun of how insane women get about their image of their body and their beauty, and then find a way to having a better self-image by saying, look, we all do this. If 97% of us have one evil thought about our bodies all day long, that's ridiculous. You know, I mean, the thing I always talk about is that Marilyn Monroe, correct me if I'm wrong, is one of the sexiest people anyone could ever think of.
Oh, absolutely.
A symbol, beautiful. She, the average American movie actress now is a size 0 to 2. Marilyn Monroe was a size 14. Marilyn Monroe is too fat to be a movie star today, but she's an enduring sex symbol. There's something very wrong about that, because it doesn't match reality. It doesn't match how men view her.
Right.
So why do we have that standard that makes women feel terrible about themselves, and girls have eating disorders, and all of those things that happen because we're having these really false, weird images? So this movie, this takes a normal person who goes through a self-confidence freak out, and it has some rather hilarious and disastrous consequences of that. And says, you know, ultimately, love the skin you're in. Just, you know, be really grateful you have a healthy, functioning, beautiful body, and, you know, that's the way to live your life.
Right. And it's such a positive message. I'm not surprised at all that, you know, that the internet has taken a hold of this and the response has been really great. I'm so glad to see this doing so well and can't wait to see where this goes from here.
Men have been like among the biggest supporters, because let's face it. I mean, what's the worst question that no man ever wants to hear ever? Like, you know, Sophie's choice to a man.
Yeah.
Like, do I look fat in these pants? You know, like no guy wants to answer that question.
No, and there are actually, you know, there, thanks to the internet, you know, you can find out that there are just as many men as there are women with self-image problems that, you know, view themselves in a horribly different light than they actually are. And, you know, to have something that, you know, is pointed to people as a whole by saying, hey, look, just love yourself, even though, you know, it is directed toward women, it's fantastic to see, you know, because, you know, with
it's a message for everybody.
Yeah. Well, and I'm really glad that you got Marissa in your movie, mm-hmm. because that's one of that's one of the greatest things about Hairspray is, you know, Hairspray is, we're going to, you know, we want to love you no matter what size you are, no matter the color of your skin. You know, she was a perfect fit for your film.
Oh, yeah. That's why we were so honored to have her. And, you know, she's a Tony winner. She's a Broadway star. She's an amazing actress. And she, you know, the reason she came to the project is she had so much passion for this topic because, you know, she's like, again, I guess I have two icons in that sense. She's like, as Tracy Turnblad, you know, creating that role on Broadway, she's the icon for everybody who ever said, you know, I'm not confident, I don't look pretty enough, and yet Tracy triumphs and we cheer for that. And you know, the character Suzanne that I play in the movie ultimately triumphs and, you know, becomes a more authentic version of who she should be because of it.
Catherine, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to following you guys and your success, especially over the next few days.
Oh, thank you. I want to get to 100%. So, you know, it's thank you for your support and for cheering for this project, because it's very special and I'm super proud of it.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
This has been a Just Us Geeks interview.